and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio, warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. Of course, the truth is God's Word, the King James Bible, and the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. I am Brian Moonen, and I am sounding the alarm, asking you to wake up and join the battle for truth. Again, welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. This week, we're going to be talking about the blood of Christ, the precious blood of Christ. And some time back, I was made aware of a false teaching that the blood of Christ is of no effect. Believe it or not, it comes from a professing Christian teacher named Malcolm Smith. He said this in a sermon. He said, there is, quote, no power in the blood of Jesus, end quote. But based on God's word, I would like to disagree with that statement. And I felt that it was necessary to do a show about the blood of Jesus Christ and show what the Bible teaches about the holy and precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed at Calvary for the sins of the world. Now, I am going to play a clip from this man's tape, his teaching tape. And you may think I'm splitting hairs because he minces words about the difference between power and authority. Well, authority translates to power. And I'll speak again about this after I play this clip. But there's a reason why I want to make a distinction and why I don't think it's wise or biblical for us to trivialize Jesus Christ or his blood atonement on the cross. So here's the clip.
You know, we sing a song sometimes, and don't run with this. We sing, there's power in the blood. There's no power in the blood. The Holy Spirit is power. The authority is in the blood. On the authority of the once shed blood of Jesus, the blood of the everlasting covenant, that's the authority. The Holy Spirit brings me now the power, the witness, I know that. And so I live on the authority of the covenant blood, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and the witness of the Spirit. And I can look demons in the eye. Oh, I get so tired of people starting every meeting by binding the devil. Look, when I walk around, the devil trembles. Now, I don't say that arrogantly.
Could have fooled me. In a minute, we're going to read lots of scriptures that talk about the blood of Christ, how important it is, and how it is the blood of the covenant, and that it does have the power to wash away sins. It's important that we don't think like this man, because he has this mindset that you go around and speak in particular terms, like a formula. We need to understand God's word and the truth about Jesus Christ and who he is and the gospel and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. But when you're born again, you receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth and teaches us all truth about God and gives us discernment. And what this man seems to be doing is creating his own terms and his own interpretations, telling you this means power, this means authority, this means that. It's not stated that way in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say that you're supposed to go around and say, by the authority of the blood. If it says that somewhere, show it to me. It does say these things speak, talking about true doctrine, about living a godly life, denying ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us with his blood, which is what we're going to read about momentarily, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself, again, by his blood, because it says we're sanctified by his blood and we're washed by his blood. We're going to read that. And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Our authority comes from the Word of God. And our authority comes from Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, who exhorted us and commanded us to go and preach these things. Okay? We don't have a magical power ring or something that we get our authority from. In that sense, our pure doctrine, our authority, our great commission comes from God himself. And it is written, it is recorded in his word forever. Amen. And God's word is pure. Now, that doesn't mean we're denying that the Holy Spirit has power. Of course. Don't be ridiculous. But that's what I'm trying to say. This isn't how you study the Bible. You don't say because the power, the Holy Spirit has power, that means that the blood, there's no power in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who lived sinlessly and shed his holy blood on the cross for our sins and washed us in his blood. We're going to read about that. Amen. It's not how you study the Bible. It's not how you create a doctrine out of thin air like that. When we come back, we're going to see all about what God says in his word about the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll be right back on Truth Dealer Radio.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. The time is short. That is why KJV Prepper Christian shirts are worn to warn. KJV Prepper witness wear can be a bold witness to the unsaved and encourage believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. All designs are original. Visit KJVPrepper.com for effective Christian apparel worn to warn.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. I also want to remind you, you can get 20% off with promo code radio at kjvprepper.com. Now, before the break, I was letting you know that just because I believe there's power in the blood of Jesus doesn't mean I'm saying there is no power in the Holy Spirit. This man wants you to think there's one or the other. Oh, the authority is here, but the power is here. And the, you know, like when Clark Kent takes off his glasses or something, I don't know. But that's utterly ridiculous and foolish. The only way we can know and have the Holy Spirit is by the blood of Jesus Christ, because he made a new and living way for us. Praise God. His blood is effectual, amen. Okay, and apart from the blood of Jesus Christ, you're lost and you're condemned. Now, if that's not the definition of power, we need a new definition. Without his blood, you can't say it is finished. Again, if that's not the definition of power, I don't know what kind of power you're looking for. Jesus Christ redeemed mankind by his blood on the cross, by the power of God's grace. Amen. As we go forward and we read the Bible verses about the blood of Christ, I don't want you to think I'm saying I disagree with him about the Holy Spirit having power. That's foolish. And as I said before, that's not how you study the Bible. You're boxing everything in these little interpretations. That's not right. That's a red flag, actually. Don't study like that. That's wrong. But just because you can do a word search and you can find there's no verse that says the words, there's power in the blood, that means that the blood of Christ is not effectual. Okay, that's a wicked thing to say. And Jesus Christ is God, manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. And we're going to see the Bible says Christ's blood is holy. Hebrews 10:29. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And just in that one verse alone, you can tell from this one verse, the Bible is teaching, first of all, that Jesus Christ's blood is holy, because it says if you count it unholy, you're in big trouble. You're going against the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of grace. So we can tell you for a fact, the blood of Jesus Christ is holy. It also says that he was sanctified. The Son of God was sanctified. This is just in one verse right here. Wherewith he was sanctified. It also says here that his blood is the blood of the covenant. Now, on that man's tape, he does call it the blood of the covenant, and it uses that term. But at the same time, he says there's no power in the blood. Well, as I said, I believe that's a wicked thing to say. Without the blood of Christ, there would be no new covenant, because it said that by his blood, he made a new and living way into the holiest of holies and sprinkled his blood better than the blood of Abel. Hebrews 12:24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Better, holy, sinless, powerful. Powerful enough to wash away your sins, cleanse us of all iniquities, make us whiter than snow, as prophesied in Isaiah. Amen. Of course there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I don't know why a man would be possessed to say such a thing in the middle of a teaching about the covenant, when it is by his blood that the new covenant was brought about. I don't understand it, but I was just led to teach about it and warn about it, because I believe he's in error. And like I said, I don't know why you would want to say such a thing against the Lord. It's like saying there's nothing special about his blood. Well, I'm sorry, but I disagree. Wholeheartedly. I believe the Lord's blood is holy, and it's very special, and it's precious. And everything about the Lord Jesus Christ is precious and powerful. 1 Peter 1:18 through 21. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. See, if it wasn't for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we wouldn't even be able to be near God, and be redeemed, and be drawn back, and be born again. It's by the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish, without spot, spoken of in Isaiah. He's holy, amen? And his blood is holy. And his blood saves. Faith in his blood. Faith in him. Jesus Christ is real. He's alive. He loves. While he was here, he wept. He was grieved by sin. He had compassion on the lost. He fed the hungry. He gave sight to the blind. He opened the ears of the deaf and loosed the tongues of the mute, those who couldn't speak. He raised the dead. He comforted the mourning. And he offers eternal life. He offers the living water. And his blood is on the mercy seat in heaven because he paid the price. It is finished because of his blood. There's no more sacrifice for sin. It is finished. His blood, his atoning blood, was the ultimate propitiation. Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. There it is again, the blood of the everlasting covenant. That is the new covenant. There's not going to be another covenant after that one. That is the covenant, the everlasting covenant, which was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, in his atonement for sin on the cross, the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. So don't mess with the blood of Jesus. There is power. There's power in his name. And there's power, effectual power in the blood of Jesus to wash you clean, to wash away your sins. Amen. Hebrews 13:12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him, without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Amen. Again. He sanctified us. He sanctified the people with his own blood when he suffered and died on the cross. Amen. He sanctified us. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. See what it says there? It doesn't say your mind cleanses you from all sin. It doesn't say the Holy Spirit cleanses you from all sin. It doesn't say that. What does it say? And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. That's the truth. Hebrews 10, verse 10 through 22. We're going to read a long section here. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Remember it said we're sanctified by his blood. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Praise God. There's no other way to get the Holy Spirit except through the blood of Jesus, because you have to have your sins forgiven first. And then we receive the Comforter. We receive the Holy Spirit when we're born again by faith. It's a free gift of God. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Repent and believe the gospel, Jesus said. But you need to come to the cross. It's by the blood of Jesus. He redeemed us. He paid the price with his blood. Matthew 26:28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Romans 3:25. Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation, a payment, that means, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Hebrews 9:22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Now, if you want to compare the blood of Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of God, to the blood of animals, and limit, and say his blood is just about the authority and the covenant and all this games with the words, that's your problem. You got a personal problem. I will never compare his blood to animals' blood, other than the fact that those sacrifices were a type and a shadow of what he, of what the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world was to do for us. And that's why I do think it's important enough to cover on this show. It's not about, you know, splitting hairs. I just wanted to point this out because sometimes these things, these comments, they slip through the cracks. These teachings get in and they may fester. They may develop into other mindsets, other teachings. And this is how cults are formed. Words are very important and we must earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. And you can believe me, the Holy Spirit inspired the Bible, and the Bible says the Lord's blood is effectual and holy. It says here again, it's the remission of sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Praise God, and we know we can renew our mind daily in the Word of God. We can wash in that living water and renew our mind and drink the living water that he offers. But it's by the blood of Jesus that we're able to do that. He made a way. He made a new and living way by going to the cross and laying down his life and dying on the cross, shedding his holy blood for the propitiation of sins, for the payment, for the redemption of mankind. That's the price. That's the price that was paid, was by the blood of Jesus. It wasn't by his sweat. It wasn't by gold or silver or other corruptible things. It was by the blood of Jesus. Revelation 1, 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen is right. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. That's some powerful blood right there. Praise God. The blood of the Son of God. Sinless blood. Not weak. The blood of the Son of God who never sinned. Amen. He didn't deserve to go to the cross. But he loved us, so he went. And he suffered too, so that we can be made whole, so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be brought nigh back unto God, so we can be bought back unto God, so we can be redeemed, so our sins can be forgiven, because the wages of sin is death. He took our place. He took our place. Luke 22, 19 through 20. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. See, the New Testament comes by the blood of Christ. It's a very heavy thing to realize. You need to realize it. It cost Jesus for you to be saved, for me to be saved. It cost him. It cost him on the cross to shed his blood. He was rejected and despised. Isaiah 53. It cost him a lot. It cost him everything. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. This is the New Testament. In my blood, which is shed for you, he said. It was for us. It was for you. He said it was for you. It was for me. It was for us. that he shed his blood. It wasn't an accident. Amen. It's a new covenant. And don't let false teachers come in and teach you otherwise. You know, if you have loved ones that don't understand that, let's try to keep communicating that to them. Let's try to keep sharing the truth in love. And again, thank you for listening. Truth Dealer Radio is listener supported. If you want to support Truth Dealer Radio, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Be strong.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
You keep talking about Jesus, some folks out there just might be listening.